beginning of this week's parasha, Vayera, we find Avram Avinu recovering from the Mila. As Rashi quotes Chazal, that was the third day of the Mila, which we have a tradition is the most painful day. And God made it very hot outside because he wanted to keep guests away, because we know Avram is addicted to helping the people and doing Hachnosis Archim, entertaining guests, but he realized it was more pain for Avram not to entertain guests than it was to actually help people. So God set it up. It was three angels that look like people, and they came by and give Avram a chance to do Hachnosis Archim. So the Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Baba Metzia, that there were three different angels. Why did he need three angels? So there were three different things they had to tell Avram. And there's a tradition that a malach, an angel, as opposed to a human who could do many things at one time, an angel can only do one job. They're sent from heaven to earth to do the one job. So he had to send an individual angel to each of the separate jobs. So he sent one angel down to tell Avram and Sarah that they were going to have a son. Another angel came down to tell Avram he's going to destroy Sodom and Amorah. And the third angel came down to heal Avram as he was recovering from major surgery, 99, getting a circumcision, and therefore he came down. So we find three angels, three separate jobs. What's interesting to know, Rashi seems to contradict himself the next line. He says, by the way, the angel that went to heal Avram, that same angel went to save Lot from danger. I thought we just finished saying that an angel could only do one job at a time. So what do you mean? The same angel that went to heal Avram went to save Lot. So the Chasam Sofer, others point out, apparently, it was the same job. That what was the same job? So some explain it was the same job because we know, imagine, it happens all the time. You have an elderly relative and some bad news happens and he's recovering from a surgery and you're afraid if you tell them bad news, it's going to have an impact on his recovery. So if Avram's in the middle of recovery and he hears about his nephew in danger, so therefore, in order he had to make sure that his nephew was okay in order for Avram to heal completely. So it was really the same job. The question is, why didn't they send down four angels? Why only three? Apparently, it's not so easy to warrant an angel coming down for your benefit. You have to be on a higher level. Apparently, Lot wasn't on the level to get his own angel. Avram and Sarah were. In fact, it reminds me of a famous Meister was a Shlomo Kluger, one of the great rabbis, definitely not a Hasidish or Rebbe. And what happened was, this family came to him, that you'll see it must have been an Ashkenaz family, not a Sephardi family. How do I know? You'll figure it out from the question. The question is, the grandfather was very sick, and the doctor said any minute now, any hour, the grandfather's going to go. And they just had a baby, and it was day 8 today. And they wanted to name the baby after grandpa. So if you're a Sephardi, it's not a problem. So therefore you name it, because you name after live people. But the minhag Ashkenaz is to only name a child after someone who passed away. So they were wrestling with, they're still going to do it on day 8, but usually it's reason Makdim and Lemitzvah first thing in the morning, we go ahead and do the Mila. They want to know if they could wait to 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock. Not that I wouldn't say hopefully grandpa dies, but that they'll be able to name their son after grandpa. So Rav Shlomo Kluger said, don't worry, your grandfather will be fine. Just name the child, find another name, whatever the plan B was, and name your child the other name. And sure enough, they had the bris early, they named the child, and of course, the grandfather got better. And he lived, I don't know, for many more years than that, but he didn't die that day. So everyone's walking around town saying, wow, what a miracle worker of Shlomo Kluger. How did he know? How did he know that we should do the bris right away? So he, as I said, he was no Hasid Shirai. He didn't like people saying he was a miracle worker. He doesn't do miracles. Only God does. So he got up Shabbos morning, Parshas Vayera, and he says, I don't know, people are saying I'm a miracle worker. I don't know what they mean. I just learned Rashi on Chumash. The Rashi I just mentioned in Chumash, he says, is my Raya, because what he asked the question, why didn't Lot get his own angel? We said the same angel that healed Avram saved Lot. It was all the same job to keep Avram okay. So the question is, why didn't Lot, obviously Lot didn't deserve his own angel, but once the angel came down to heal Avram, so it was enough to go and tell him to Lot. He says, so too we have a tradition by every bris milah that Eliyahu HaNavi, a malach, comes down and heals the child, the katan hanimol. And there's a minhag that it's exactly at what point when you say a prayer, it's going to be answered. And in that second, whether it's before the baby cries, after, and you do a tefillah. So he says, back in the day when they used to have multi-generations living in the same house. So the case was the kids were living there, the parents, the grandparents. He says, of course, I knew that if you did the bris right away, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come down, heal the child. And he's only a couple of, in the next room, his grandpa. So I knew Eliyahu would come down and take care of him. So I'm not a miracle worker. I just learned Rashi and Chumash. So that's the pshat, that even though generally one malach gets one job, and that's the principle, the one came down to tell Avraham about the news he's going to have a son, another one to destroy Sodom and Amorah, another one to heal Avraham. He didn't want Avraham to have a relapse. So they went ahead and he went to save Lot. Lot wasn't worthy of his own malach, so therefore the malach that came down to heal Avram healed Lot. Just like when the malach came down to heal the child, he went ahead to save the grandfather.